Hello, people. This is like, you know, my first episode, you know, quick little introduction. Number one, shout out to Anchor. The app is so useful. You can use the app to make your podcast. You can use it to scroll through podcasts, and you can use it for anything. And I really just wanted to shout it out because, like, you know, it makes everything so much easier than actually having to go through, like, you know, buying, like, $100 mic and stuff like that, you know. Makes everything just, like, you know, gotta do a whole bunch of that extra, you know. Trying to, you know, get people to... Trying to get, like, niggas to, like, put your shit on Spotify and stuff, man. It just, like, you know, it does that all for you, you know? And, now that has been said, shout out to my brother, Chew to the Game. Check him out. TRU 2, the number. THEGAME. So now, this first episode is just quickly, you know, introduction about myself. I'm not gonna tell you my name for privacy reasons. But basically, this whole entire like podcast is gonna be more about rap. It's not gonna be anything about like. I'm gonna get my brother on here to the game. He probably gonna do a sports. Check him out because sometime I might be doing a little rap segment up on there. I might be doing a little bit of that, and yeah, it might be on YB and Corday, but. It's probably gonna be a little bit long. So, like, if you actually got, like, things to do, I would highly suggest to, do them right now. So you do not have to pause. So you do not have to pause and stuff. I mean, it's just a suggestion, but. Oof. But, yeah. So, you know, the first episode is just gonna be like a little introduction. I guess for this is like just gonna be like YB and Corday. So let's get right into the topic. YB and Corday. The best thing about YB and Corday is that he got, and this is also another thing about the rap industry. You make one big song and boom, you're already up there. Like, as soon as you make your hit song, like Lil Pump. I love it. I really did not like that song. I feel like it was trash. No shade, Lil Pump. But, yeah. If that was to be the song that would be, like, my song, like, and I wasn't even blown up, I would have got a whole bunch of hate comments. Lil Pump, you know, he blown up, you know, drops that, you know, gets millions of views. I drop that song and I'm a little, I get maybe what, 100 views worldwide, you know, and that's kind of like the thing about the rap industry. It's more something that's like, just something that's weird. It's like, if you get, well, it's not really weird, but it's like, you gotta like, know your people in the game, like, that's the whole entire point of blowing up, right? When you blow up, you already know your connections. You know the people that you can collaborate with and stuff like that. When you're new, that's when you start, you know, pulling your strings, you know, getting all your connections to get you all the way up there. That's probably how Lil Pump got Kanye West up on his track. And then, number two, as I said, Lil Pump. And now that he has all these hit songs, you know, he had Gucci Gang, you know, all them songs, he's gone. If y'all think that I'm actually lying, that he's not gone, check any of his social media platforms. Check Spotify, SoundCloud, check it all. Look for his most recent video, his most recent song that actually hit radio. I mean, like, you're actually not going to find it. Because really, now he's, like, more, like, fell off, you know? Like, you might hear Gucci Gang on the radio sometimes, like, but you're not going to hear it like that. And number two. Oh, I don't know if y'all heard about this. Wait, number two. My bad. Now we're going to speak a little bit on Bobby Shmurda's case. Bobby Shmurda, I don't know if y'all know, but he going to be out pretty sure January 2020. So, yeah. And I feel like Bobby, as soon as he comes out, he's going to be a beast in the studio. Like, you're going to have to, like, thug him to get out. Like, he's going to be up in there all day. Like, I'm talking Bobby, he probably got, like, shit up in his head and stuff like that. Like, TK, you know, he got out. TK, he dropped hard. Well, I guess No Jumper dropped hard, but, like, I don't know what TK was doing up there in that cell, but he had some shit to spit over the phone. Imagine that in the studio. Like, TK, he not coming out. Like, unless he gets some deal, he ain't coming out. I'm sorry, people. I think he got, like, 40-something, 47 years, I'm pretty sure. Wait, hold up. Let me check. No, I can't actually check right now because it's going to close that. But, wait. Yeah, so, let's see. Let's see TK's notice. What is his sentence looking like right now? Yeah. Yeah. TK got 55 years. I'm sorry, people. He ain't coming out for a little bit. TK ain't coming out until he's 72, I think, if I did the math right. But, yeah. TK, I'm sorry, unless he gets some major deal to drop his sentence far down. As long as it's not like 6ix9ine's deal, which after this, like, you know, little segment, I'm gonna talk about him. But he's set aside for right now. But TK, as long as he don't get like no snitch, like as long as he don't have to turn into a snitch just to lower his sentence. And I wanted to talk about snitches, okay? Number one, Snitch 9. Okay, number one up in the game. He's out December. I'm sorry. And if y'all haven't heard about it, he just got a new $10 million deal with his old record label, 10K Records. I'm sorry, 10K Records, but he ain't making it. He ain't even gonna make it to the interview. He probably won't, okay? He'll be lucky if he makes it out the gate, but, he probably will be killed in the car if he makes it out of the gate. Even though, and he dropped witness protection, if y'all didn't hear about that. And then he's going to go back and keep rapping. Like, who does that? Like, how stupid must you be? You have snitched on the whole rap game and you want to come back like everything's cool? Nah, 6ix9ine, it don't work like that, homie. You have to go back, right? I'm speechless right now because, like, you must be pretty dumb to literally think that you can come right back and just, you know, act like nothing even happened, you know? Like, you just didn't totally snitch on everybody in the rap industry. Like, come on, bro. Don't actually think that you actually gonna make it to stuff like this, man. Like, you must be insane, dog. Like, you really tripping. And then now we have this whole entire Trippie Redd stuff. If Trippie Redd does not make it to the jail, I swear to God, bro, they're going back into controversy. Like, all the Instagram lives, they coming right on back from the beef. And then, he dropped Cardi, right? He tried to drop Cardi. Cardi gonna be a little bit mad, too, you know. Cardi like her daily dose of, controversy. Sometime, but not really. You know, Now that I really think about it, y'all leave this in the comments. Has Cardi B got into any controversy? Like, really though, now that I really think about it, has she gotten into any controversy? And then also, I would like to talk about, I like to talk about, X, that's like, you know, the king, and soon we're gonna literally just gonna have a whole entire episode just dedicated to X. It's gonna be like a whole video of the whole like history and stuff that led up to his killing, which is the saddest part. You know, I'm gonna leave every like backstory of me and well, I didn't really know him, sadly, but I listened to his music a lot. Yeah, in the video, I'm gonna drop like how he helped me out a lot. So, yeah. But I would like to talk. People before, like, X, he was so different. And that's the thing, like, people, they don't like different, okay? They wanna hear shit about you trying to kill cops and shit about that. Like, nah, bro. Ain't everybody about that. Like, ain't nobody wanna drop all that and then, like Snitch 9. Here's prime example. You wanna rap about all this stuff and then as soon as you get up to time, you know, you come up here and start snitching, man. Don't start rapping about stuff that you ain't about, homie. And then X, he would rap about that stuff, but as soon as, like, Lil Peep died, it was all over. Like, all that was over, bro. I kid you not, that was, like, the beginning of his changing. After that, those period of time, all the music that he dropped was mainly positive. Like, 17, he dropped the whole album. That was, I guess, more likely positive than it was negative against the whole world. And then he dropped a sad music video. This was after he died. A day after he died. The sad music video, he dropped that, you know, all good. But when you get up to Jocelyn Flores and all that stuff, that's the type of stuff that unveiled a whole lot of stuff. You know what? I'm done with this topic. The rest of this, it'll all be up in the video dedicated to X. That's where I gotta cut it off because the video is gonna be like an hour long. And yeah. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I might have my brother up on here for that one. So when he gets to where this disclosed location is, and meets me and stuff like that, he's gonna we're gonna have a whole collaboration. I'm gonna be on his channel. He gonna be on mine. It's gonna be all like that. So I think it's gonna be the end of the introduction. Stay tuned. I'm going to try and drop podcasts 3 times a week, hopefully. I know there's going to be on the weekends, so, like, if you're trying to look around, check the weekends, you know, it's going to be like that. And, yeah, I think we're done here.